Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Pastor, are you there?
Betty, I'm here. Can you? I can't see you, though.
I know. Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Some of you may hear this show again on Power of Praise Network, but I just want you to know that these are intentional, motivational, plus inspirational shows that are filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So again, I thank you for tuning in every Wednesday and every Sunday. You have to know that every relationship has a spiritual purpose that helps us grow and become stronger. Sometimes our most challenging situations bring the greatest personal blessings about in each and every one of us. So as you learn about forgiveness this new season, remember that it takes patience and the virtue of others. You know, I always tell you I have a special guest, but today I am very, very serious. I have a unique and special guest that will be joining us today. I also always tell you that, you know, as being the founder of A Life Change Now, we believe in leaving intentional, impactful imprints for infinity. So my guest today is someone who is very dear and near to my heart. I am, you know, just honored to be in his presence and in his blessings, and he's someone that prays for me and so many others, and I can't wait for you to hear from him. I don't have a script bio for him, but as he comes before us today, I'm going to ask him to share with us where he is hailed from and everything we need to know about him. So, guest, are you there?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, Dr. Speaks, for letting me be a part of just this platform and the opportunity to share with the people some things that I've so graciously been able to learn along life's journey. And so, yeah, I'm from the Greenville, South Carolina area. I grew up there, and from there I went on to make a home out in St. Louis, Missouri through my college days and playing college baseball. And really my background and how the Lord has really drawn me closer to him is he really used the vehicle of athletics. He really used the vehicle of baseball to really start to show me how to grow as an athlete. He also showed me through that how that paralleled to how to grow as a Christian, a Christ follower, a Christian soldier. And so my background is really in athletic ministry. And so I played college ball out in St. Louis, Missouri, and then went on and played some professional baseball for the Minnesota Twins and organization. And through that experience of baseball and athletics, really started to really understand how to connect with people and how to communicate and seek to speak people's language and how just diverse that we are in the world, and how to connect with cultures to dive down below the surface to really start to see and understand the people's needs. And then throughout the journey, the Lord has just continued to teach me how to seek to become a master of meeting the people's needs. So that's just a little bit of background on me. I have a little bit of education. I received my PhD back in the 2014 area, and I had the honor to coach collegiate baseball and teach as a professor at a university for 20 years. And now just the great honor to travel globally and just share my experiences and the training that the Lord has so graciously blessed me with others. And it's just amazing how a lot of times at an event, I'm sharing information, but more times than none, I get more information and more insight from the people that's around. So it's just an honor to be with you.
Wow, I so appreciate that. And for those of you that are listening, this is none other than, I always call him Pastor Tim Neihart. Some call him my brother. He gets that so often. What's up, my brother? What's up, my brother? But I love to give him credit where it's due. He is a phenomenal leader, servant. He has that servant's heart. And as you can hear, his passion for sports. And I just think back, you know, Pastor, as you're talking about sports, that is such a much needed. I have to turn my phone on mute, but that is so needed in today's culture. You talked on diversity, and these are conversations that we are so familiar with on this show, because he is a well diverse leader. And what I love most is that being in sports, that's a team hobby, Pastor. You can't play sports and not have some type of spiritual belief. You can't win a war unless you are able to build a team. How is it that, I want to know, how did you find Christ in that era of sports? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And the best way I could respond to that or reply to that is my faith was really, I'm so thankful that I grew up in a Christian home, and at an early age, my mom would read me Bible stories from the history book, the Holy Bible, and it's truly the instruction manual for life. And I've learned along my days to use a life properly. You know, may I learn how to use this life, and what better way to use a life than to read the instruction manual of that life? And I have an instruction manual called the Holy Bible, and my mom at an early age would read me Bible stories, and I started to understand that I was not perfect. You know, I was a sinner, and God was perfect, and God sent His Son Jesus to be born of a virgin. And that's what we're doing this month in December, is to celebrate Christ and His birth. And Jesus came and lived a perfect life and showed the way to the how to's, and, you know, the how informs and the why inspires, and the Lord Jesus Christ lived that perfectly on earth. And then he suffered and he died on the cross. And most importantly, he conquered death, and he rose 3 days later, so that each and every one of us would have an opportunity to accept membership on his winning team and be proclaimed a winner for life, but more importantly, a winner for eternity. And so when I was 11 years old, March 25th, 1983, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in my life to be my Lord of all lords and King of all kings. And when I did that, I understood that at that moment, I was proclaimed a winner for this life, but more importantly, a winner for eternity. So when I would die, whenever that would be, I had a home for me. I had another home for me, a home called heaven. And that really set up my whole landscape. It really set up my I fell in love with this game called baseball. And because of my faith, I never felt as a failure. I never felt as that my struggles could not be overcome, because I already had accepted Christ in my life, and I already was a winner for this life. and a winner for eternity. So I just had a freedom in playing the game, and I had a freedom of learning the game, and had a freedom of understanding the game. And then I had a freedom of just how the game was played, and how you work together with your teammates to be successful in the challenge of working together with a oneness, with a unity, to accomplish the same goal and same mission. And that was to win the ball game, to score more runs than the opponent. And so that really was my ground level, my foundation. And then just starting to learn how the locker room works. You know, you walk into a locker room and you go to your locker and you have a uniform. And that uniform is the same uniform that your other 24 teammates had. And you may have a different number, but you wore the same colors and you wore the same uniform. And you had to work together in the game of baseball because there's so many positions on the field to be successful. And just learning how to work with and learning how to communicate and learning how to speak the other teammates' language to connect with them, to better understand them. There's a great proverb in the Bible that says, with great understanding comes great wisdom. And with great understanding and understanding my teammates and understanding why they communicated the way they communicated and why they thought the way they thought and why they kind of took this kind of steps they would take on a daily basis, helped me have more wisdom and helped me have more understanding on how to speak their language and how to connect with them and how to become a master of meeting their need and how to be a better teammate. And so that came across diverse lines. I've played with players from all over the world, from every nationality almost and every background, and learning the one thing that we had in common was this athletic piece called baseball. And we would overcome our language barriers. We would overcome our cultural possible barriers. We would overcome our possible differences and to seek to understand one another so that we could to better unite and become a team together, equally accepting membership. And so that was really the foundation, and the Lord just used that whole culture and that whole just journey of being a teammate with another player to really grow and show me the big picture of why I exist and why I'm here, and that is to serve others, to love Jesus and live a life on purpose.
I feel like doing a worship song, like Mama, Mama, you know I love you. He said this came from the upbringing of his mother. You know, I honestly, Pastor, I am in tears just thinking about and reflecting on everything that you're saying, because it doesn't matter if it's baseball, football, the military. And when I say military, all five branches, it does not matter where you are in life right now. If you are involved in sports or an adverse job or at-risk job, what the pastor is saying is that somehow there's some type of common, you guys have something in common with one another. And in that group, there has to be someone that has a spiritual being. And he was that someone. And as you also spoke, you remind me, I reflected on taking soldiers to war. Had it not been for my grandmother, Pastor, and she was the one that taught me about the basic information before leaving Earth, that Holy Bible that you were speaking on. So it doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life right now. If you're involved in sports and you have that those roots that are instilled in you that the pastor was speaking on, take them with you. Pastor, one of the questions that I often get is, did you have any setbacks or challenges that you had to overcome? I think you touched on some of them. It didn't matter of the language barriers or the different. Talk to us again about that, Pastor.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of barriers. There's been a lot of moments of struggle along the journey. There's been a lot of problems along the journey. Every single day, some may be very aware that we have problems. You know, problems are a part of life. And I was told through my elementary days to my middle school and junior high days, my high school days, that constantly that I would never become anything other than a certain label. That I couldn't, I didn't have the ability to play professional baseball. I didn't have the ability to go to college as an academic student. I didn't have this, I didn't have that. And constantly in every pocket of area that I would find myself, I was being told I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. And because of my faith in Christ, because Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because Romans 8:31 states, if God is for me, no one can be against me. And because Colossians 1:17 states that God holds all things together, that my mom would continue to read me these Bible verses. And I just believed in it so much. And I believe that the Lord had given me a talent and given me the ability to do something in life. I didn't know what that was, but I knew that the Lord had instilled in me a talent and a strength. And each and every person that exists in this world today, please hear my voice when I share with you this simple fact. I'm living proof. Each and every one of us, we have a gift. We have a talent. We have a strength. And we can use that. We can use that to accomplish great things. And so for my life resume, in the name of Jesus, and I give him the total glory for it, I graduated from high school. I received a baseball scholarship and went to college, even though I was on academic probation before I even took my first class. Before I even walked into my first class on a college campus, they put me on academic probation because I guess my testing scores wasn't that high. My focus was, hey, I had to do well, and I had to learn, and I had to just put more time in to academics, because maybe one of my gifts wasn't of being a great academic student, even though I studied and took great notes. I had to work to become a better student in the classroom, to learn how to learn, to learn how to better read, to learn how to better understand this crazy class called chemistry. When you take numbers and letters and you mix them together, my mind just didn't work that way. But I had to work harder to accomplish and learn how to make sense of that, so that I could earn a certain GPA, so that I could be eligible to play this game called baseball. And so through that process went through 4 years, and praise Jesus, in 4 years of being a student athlete, I was able to earn a college degree. And when I graduated from my college in St. Louis, Missouri, called Lindenwood University, I was able to sign as a free agent to play professional baseball for the Minnesota Twins organization. And I found myself now getting to play baseball at a higher level, where people, the echoing voices back in my young days said that I can never do. And yeah. And through the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just through hard work, I was able to accomplish that and continue to learn and continue to grow. And so then in the off season, I was invited to come back to the university between the end of my professional season and the beginning of the something you call spring training. I had about an eight week little pocket of time, and the university said, "Hey, Neihardt, why don't you come back and you work for the university? And as you're working for the university for these, you know, just these 2 months in the off season for baseball, you know, we'll give you an opportunity to start taking classes in the master's program." And so I started taking master classes, a whole nother level of education academically, as in the off season. And after a couple of years of playing professional baseball, and then those 8 weeks of taking quarter master classes, I was able to write a thesis and earn another academic degree called the master's degree. And this is from a student athlete that was really a C student, now has earned, in the name of Jesus, a master's degree. And a long story short, I went on to retire from professional baseball as a player and took a job at a university to coach. And as I was coaching and teaching at the university, now I'm a professor at a university, teaching communications and teaching leadership and team building and radio broadcasting. And through that experience, I was able to, Lord opened up an opportunity to actually move on and get the highest degree of a PhD. And so after 5 years of working really hard in writing a dissertation and going through all the red tape of earning a PhD, in 2014, I was able to earn a PhD, a degree. And so the Lord has just taught me so much of the perseverance and problems we face every single day. You know, if you spell out problems, it's pretty simple. Problems, each letter of problem stands for something. And problems with the letter P, problems are predictors. Problems can predict what we will become by the way we react to the problem, where we respond to the problem. We can give up or we can keep going. So the problems are predictors. Problems are reminders. The letter R stands for their reminders. Problems simply remind us that we all need God. And so every single day when I face a problem, it reminds me that I need God. The letter O stands for opportunities to rethink the situation, rethink the problem, and maybe an opportunity to do things a little differently the next time that problem or a different problem arises. Now, see, I have an opportunity every single day to face my problems and overcome my problems by using the strengths and the talents that the Lord has given me, or have the opportunity to do something maybe the opposite of that. And so my encouragement to every audience that I connect with is, may we take that opportunity to do better and get better. And may we not continue to do things the same way, getting the same end result that we do not want and that we're not desiring, and it's not a successful end result. Problems are opportunities. Problems are also blessings. You know, most blessings in the Bible, not all of them, but a lot of the blessings in the Bible that took place started out as a problem. And so problems can turn into blessings. And so problems are blessings. Problems are lessons. The Lord has taught me so much over life's journey through the problems that this life faces every single day. So problems are lessons. Problems have the ability to teach us something. Problems are everywhere. The letter E stands for everywhere. You've got problems. I got problems. All God's people got problems. Problems are everywhere. They're everywhere. And problems are also messages. Just like the messages that our dashboard gives us in our car to let us know that we're going too fast or too slow, or we're about to go out of empty on our fuel gauge. Problems are an instrument. Problems have the ability to send us messages to let us know we're going too fast or too slow or whatever the case may be. And then this is the most important thing about problems that the Lord has taught me along my journey, that problems, the letter S, stands for solvable. All problems are all solvable. If we keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, if we lay our problems at his feet, he will solve our problems. For he has promised in the history book, the Holy Bible, the instruction manual for life, that he will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And when we go through tough times and when we have problems, he will make a way for us. He is our way maker. And so he will solve our problems. So just over my journey with facing problems every single day, and the Lord giving this life the strength to persevere and showing this life how to learn and overcome the problems that this life faces, it's really equaled out to the person that the Lord has built this day.
Unbelievable. I cannot take you right now, Pastor. This is Pastor Tim Neihardt. You know, you gave us that. You broke down problems to us. And had I not known you, I honestly think you've been in the military. Anyone that knows me know that I love acronyms. You said the letter P was for?
Predictors. The problems have the ability to predict what we will become by the way we respond or react to the problem. And I found along my journey that the Lord has called me to respond to issues, to problems, to adversity. He has not called me to react. If you do research on the word react, you'll find a lot of times that react can be a part of an explosion. Yes. It can be a part of a chemistry class. And I've learned along my journey the hard way that reaction at times is not a good thing, that I need to respond and reply. It's at times a little softer and cleaner. And so reaction can create explosions along the way. But the letter P stands for predictors. Problems can simply predict what we will become by the way we respond to the problem. I've lived out this. The choices that we make in life,
yes.
The choices that we make in life will determine the way we live. And may we choose to be overcomers. May we choose to love one another. May we choose to accept one another. May we choose to welcome one another. May we choose to forgive one another. May we choose to encourage one another. May we choose to restore one another in the name of Jesus. And all this is not easy. None of this is easy, but it is something that we can start practicing, because I've learned this along the journey. I've heard this. This was told to me very, very long ago when I was in my early years of maybe 7 years old or 8 years old or 9 years old. I always remember my coaches saying, "Hey, practice makes perfect. You practice and you can be perfect." Mm-hmm. Now, I practiced, but I'm here to share with you and your amazing listeners that I've proven that statement to be false. Practice does not make perfect in my life, because I've practiced and I've practiced properly and I've practiced hard and I put in the time, and I've never been perfect along the journey. But I have made this statement true along my journey. I have proven this statement to be true, and this is a factual piece in my life. Practice makes permanent. The more I practice something, the more permanent that something will be in my life. The more I practice loving one another, the more permanent love will be in my life. The more I practice accepting people and accepting one another, the more permanent that acceptance will be in my life. The more I practice welcoming others, the more welcoming that I will become, the more permanent that welcoming flavor will be in my life. The more I practice forgiving others, the more permanent forgiveness will be in my life. The more I practice encouraging one another, the more permanent encouragement will be in my life. And you better believe, the more I practice helping others restore and the Lord restoring this life, the more permanent restoration will be in my life. So may we just keep practicing, you know, every single day. May we just keep practicing, and may we keep swinging for the fences, you know?
Amen, amen, amen. I honestly, you know, our time is almost up, but I tell you, Pastor, I was only missing two other letters, but I certainly enjoyed everything you said about practicing and problems. You know, you said O is opportunities, L is lessons, E is everywhere, then M is messages. I love how you use the analogy with the car, because my car definitely tells me when the gas needle is low so I can park it so my husband can fill it up for me again. And it's like, I listen for that bell. Say, give me that message. But and then you said S is solvable. So forgive me for not remembering or jotting down the R and the B. But
the R is reminders. The R is reminders. The O is opportunities. And the B is blessings.
Blessings is what I was thinking. And this is a blessing. Just everything you said. I already know that, honestly, the phones are going to be blowing up on everything you shared thus far. I didn't even get to ask you who are some of your greatest inspirations during your life journey. I can almost tell you that you've mentioned your mom's name more than once, and you've definitely mentioned the King of All Kings' names more than once. And, you know, and then how can we stay in touch with you? I want you to answer those two questions, and we're going to come back and do a wrap.
That's great. Yeah, my mom was a great instrument. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ is my all, and my focus is on Him. My mom is an angel sent from above, and a dear prayer warrior for me. And my dad, I didn't talk much about my dad. He taught me the game of baseball. He was my rock growing up, and I at the age of 52, my dad passed away. And so I miss him every single day, and we were best buddies. But my dad was a very big inspiration for me. And right now, my wife, Crystal, 24 years of marriage coming up this 17th day of January in the new year. And so thankful for my lovely bride, Crystal. And the way the way that you can get in contact with me is right now you can email me, or probably the email is the best way, and that's pretty simple. TNIHART and then the number 47@gmail.com.
I love it. I am just taking a couple of notes here so I can make sure this air properly. Honestly, do you have a last takeaway for us as we go into the new year? And Pastor, this has been breathtaking.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, may we just seek to keep swinging the bat. You know, my coaches always told me when they were teaching me how to hit, they said, Neihardt, go up to the plate and swing the bat. And I'd always look at them and go, well, I can do that. And they said, well, sure you can. Go up to the plate and swing the bat. And I'd always look at them and go, well, I can do that. And they said, sure you can. Go up to the plate and swing the bat. Because, see, my coaches understood if I didn't swing the bat, I was never going to get a hit. And so, sure, I may swing the bat and I may get a ground out, or I may get a pop up, or I may even strike out. But if I don't swing the bat, I'm never going to get a hit. And so whatever problems that we may face, whatever adversity, I truly believe that the experience of life, the experiences of life have the ability to draw us closer to Almighty God. And may we keep swinging the bat through the problems that we may face, the adversity that we may face. May we just keep on practicing to make the day better and to get better. And so, because I've learned along my days, you swing the bat, you keep swinging the bat, every once in a while you get a hit, and you'll start running those bases, and you'll say, it's so good to do this for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so blessings on your audience, blessings on you, Dr. Speaks, and just thank you so much for allowing me to connect with you and your audience this fine day. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Looking forward to what the Lord has in store for each and every one of us.
Like I said before, the guest keeps getting better and better. This has been a phenomenal call with Pastor Tim Neihardt. So genuine in his calling. And for those of you that are not in sports, or you have children that want to take part in sports, teach them Christ first. Because honestly, if you want to win at anything, you have to have His winning heart in your heart. And that, like he said in his calling, that's how you build relationships with others. When they see who you are and who you belong to. He talks so much about his upbringing. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So once again, I thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.